At 8 a.m. on Thursday the 20th of January 1842, over 5,000 people, a quarter of Victoria's white population, gathered on the outskirts of Melbourne, crowding round the gallows erected on a small rise east of Swanston Street and north of Latrobe Street. The land where the execution took place was only partly cleared. The crowd in a carnival mood had come to see the public execution of Tunaminawe and Morboihina, the first two people executed in Victoria. Early in October 1841, Tunaminawe, Morboihina, Putirana, Truganini and Planabina, five of 16 Tasmanian Aborigines who had been brought to Melbourne by Robertson in 1839 to civilise the Victorian blacks, stole two guns and some ammunition from a settler's hut at Bass River. Over the next 7 weeks, they robbed many stations in Dandenong and Mornington, wounding four white men and killing two sealers, Yankee and William Cook. All five were captured by a party of police, settlers and soldiers on the 20th of November 1841. 5 days later, when they arrived in Melbourne, they were charged with murder. They appeared before Judge Willis on the 20th of December 1841. The five were defended by Redmond Barry, the Standing Defence Council for Aborigines. As Chief Justice, he sentenced Ned Kelly to hang 39 years later in 1880. He argued that as they were not naturalised citizens, half the jury should have been made up of people, not subjects of the Queen. The only evidence to link the party of Aborigines with the murders was the confessions of the Aborigines themselves. Barry, the Defence Counsel, continued to question the legal basis of British authority over Aborigines. He claimed the evidence was dubious and circumstantial. Truganini turned Queen's evidence and claimed the men had killed the sealers. Unlike Truganini, Tunaminawe and Morboihina refused to shift the blame on the others. Later that night, the jury took only 30 minutes to find the two men guilty of murder. They acquitted the women. The jury made a very strong plea for clemency on account of general good character and the peculiar circumstances under which they were placed. Acknowledging they believed Truganini's story that one of the sealers had killed her husband in Tasmania and understood why Tunaminawe and Morboihina killed the sealers. Judge Willis ignored the plea for clemency. On the 20th of January 1842, the men were dressed in white, paraded through the streets of Melbourne in an open car drawn by two grey horses. The executioner, John Davies, a convict who had been sentenced to life for sheep stealing, was promised his freedom in £10 if he acted as executioner. 18 convicts had competed for the post of public executioner. Some wanted the heads of the Aborigines as payment. A carnival atmosphere surrounded the execution until the trap door was opened. The men only fell a short distance, not enough to break their necks. There was a dead pause and a cry of shame from the crowd. The two twisted and writhed convulsively in a manner that horrified even the most hardened. A spectator kicked away a piece of timber holding up the trapdoor and they fell to the full length of the rope. Tunaminawe died instantly. Morboihina continued to struggle wildly as his noose had dislodged. The bodies hung for the regulation hour. They were stripped of their clothes, a regular perk for executioners. Their naked bodies were put in wooden coffins and buried in the Aboriginal cemetery, the site of the current Queen Victoria Market. The remains lie on the northern side at the eastern end of the wall that currently divides the Queen Victoria Markets.